Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Christopher Brown, president of the Rhode Island Commercial Fishermen's Association and an active fisherman. I've been a fisherman since I've been, well, shortly after birth, I tell everybody. And I've owned the same size boat since I was 20. In that time, you know, we've all gone off on our own quarters. You know, it's been hard-ass fishermen, NGOs, council groups, politics, everyone's in their own quarters. I've tried to walk down the middle of all of it. I've been working with everybody for as long as I can remember. And I will tell you, as a person who is not blind to reality, that I have never had less faith in the scientific process than I do today, standing before you. I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to make a candid observation from someone who has tried desperately to put their faith in science and the rewards that it can bring us. I don't have that faith today, Mr. Karp, through the chair. I wish I did. The last straw, a week or so ago, Dr. Doug Butterworth was bullied by an orchestrated effort of the Science Center. He was harassed, he was distracted, and the behavior of those highly educated men in the presence of a man who they should have sat on the edge of their chairs and awaited his next word was beyond contempt. The Science Center, they should be lined up and dismissed as a result of their collective behavior. There is a solution. There is a way for science to crawl back in and rescue this nightmare. It's all science-driven. We're men who want to succeed under the rule of law. We want to succeed in the presence of science that supports fisheries at a healthy level. You have to, and I ask through the chair again, Mr. Karp, that we would have an emergency stock assessment, single-species stock assessment on yellowtail, as to go in and finally figure it out. We have done this in the past with other species, and every time we have focused our efforts and our science and the best brains that we have and the best men and the best gear, we have come to conclusions that are not different from the industries. So, with all due respect, I have asked you this in the past, and you gave me an answer, and in a larger audience today, I would like you again to reiterate your a response to that, and why it would not serve as a good solution to the problem we have before us. Thank you.